Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jacket with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning. I'm about to sneeze.
Oh, and I had to sneeze, so heck yes. Hex bells would be my grandma would say. Hex bells, whatever that meant. Yeah, that guy's checking out our store. Nice. We're right here by our store this morning. And some man stopped to see what was inside. That's nice. It's our day off. We're out playing today. You want to know what we're doing? I can't tell you. I just can't tell you. It might be something that someone would think was really crazy. And nobody wants to be accused of being crazy. Calm women have so much power. Where do women gain their power? Have you ever wondered about that? Where do we gain our power? Somebody just ran around the stop sign that I stopped at. They decided to just blow right by me. So, you see, that's power. That's saying, hey, there's nothing coming. This lady drives a little bit slower than I want to go, so let me just go blow right by her. So they did. That's okay. What do I care? I know that somehow some people think women have a lot of power. Over there with that headboard. Oh me, oh my. Women have power because men give them power. Men give them power. No, they don't. Women are born with power just like men. We all have power. Isn't that awesome? Superpower. We're born with an amazing brain. Fire away from our consciousness. Somehow I feel like I've repeated this exercise. What do we know? We repeat things all the time, and it's in our repeating that we can learn, but it's also in our repeating that we can know that we could have done something different. Going the same direction, at least if you're going the opposite direction, you know that you didn't repeat exactly the same way. So I'm thinking that women gain power, and they have so much power because they use their brains. They use their minds just as well as the guys do. When they think something through and then act. When they do something for fun instead of being passive part about it. Where do we gain our power? Is it the value that women are to the bearing of children? Is that where the power comes from? Oh, I'm not really sure that that's where it's at. Is it their contribution to raising well-adjusted children? Well, that might be empowering, but the children aren't going to be the ones with the power. But it might make a lady feel good because she contributes to the raising of the children. Yes, she just might feel good enough because she participated in the raising of the children But that might not be where a lady gets her power. Is it her contribution, a lady's contribution, the women as a whole, to their husband or partners in life's success? Oh, yeah, that might give her some power. That just might give her some power. I think it's Impatient Tuesday, but I'm not really sure. Some people think they need to drive, like, faster than some. Slower than most. And to see if we can find us a coffee in a donut shop. I'm being silly. You're not riding along with me to find a coffee and donut shop. I promise you that. I already made my own coffee. And I'm not doing donuts. So let's see where these alleys lie here. What's the story, Glory? Half block, half cocked alleys. I'm taking you cruising through the alleys with me today. Can you tell it? No, nobody's passing me in an alley. Looks like they took down another house. Somebody lost a neighbor. Interesting enough. You know that women come right in to help out when somebody loses a neighbor, whether it's the new neighbor coming in or they can help if somebody died. We women do that, and that might give us a little power. It might, but it could also be the Snoopy neighbor lady. You never know which one it really is. Maybe that's not where we get our power. We get our power from our brain, from using our mind. You guys know that? But what is it about women that makes us different than men? What does make us different? It makes us, well, adorable to men. I'm going to go ahead and say that. What I'm speaking about makes us adorable to men. And I'm feeling like there's a place to go here today. But somebody has some pretty yellow roses. And then they got some fake flowers. I don't know about you, but I think that the fall has been unbelievable. I keep reading people's posts on Facebook about the beautiful roses and the flowers that are starting to bloom again. What's up with this fall that we have going? Are we causing it because we're such happy people that we're like a ray of sunshine? Maybe. A ray of sunshine. Is that what women are? We can be. We've been known to be, but then we've also been known to be a word that women don't like to be called. That's right. I'll tell you what makes us different than men. It's the way we're built. Our physical being is different than a man. Our physical being, we're innies and guys are outies. What can we say about that? I'm not talking about your belly button. I'm not talking about your belly buttons, not at all. I'm talking about the way you're physically shaped. We can all end up looking like pot bellies if we're not careful, but we're innies and outies, and we ladies. I see you, buddy. I didn't know. Don't worry about it. We take the world in. That's what I'm trying to say. We somehow do care. And we care that much. And sometimes we care too much. And we wear our feelings on our shirt sleeve. But guys, would you even feel anything if not for us? letting you feel through us because we feel our emotions and you get to know your emotions. Come on, you know it. How many guys want a girlfriend besides their wife or their partner in life? Because you can feel your emotions through her. She makes you giggle. She makes you laugh. Oh, they're one and the same. She puts a smile on your face, and sometimes you get this astonished look because you can't hardly believe that we would say some of the things we say. So you guys get to get a thrill out of us that you might not get if we weren't your friends. You just might not find your feelings, if not for us, because we take the world in. It's the way we're built. You know, that's really the only distinctive thing between us. The way we're built is the real difference. Just when you just don't know what you find, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. And it ain't over yet. You can check it out. What you see is what you get, and you don't know what you get. But you know what? Because of the way we're built, they kind of make our underwear different. It gives fashion something different to do. Because of the way we're built. Isn't that awesome? Our clothes look different because of the way we're built. Upward and onward goes the guy. Inward goes the girl. She takes it all in. We get to let you guys feel your emotions because we're so darn curious. Oh, maybe we're not curious enough at times. I'm not going to go there. I think we're all curious by nature. So I have to show that wonderful, wonderful unifying factor. We're all curious by nature. Mm-hmm. But there is only one separation of our species, and that's male-female. And it's a good enough thing. That's really it. I'm thinking the alleys aren't very attractive today. The alleys are missing. I don't know what they're missing. What would alleys be missing? Ladies in there cleaning them up. And guys too. Maybe. You see, we're capable of deciding our best routes in life. Each one of us, male and female. And when we decide to separate from anything beyond the fact that we're men and women, like we decide to separate by religion, politics, or race, that's our own problem. It's our own problem. Yeah. So when we stuff things and when we choose to divide by anything besides male and female, we create problems. We create divide. Divide, divide, divide. And when we divide, other people get to conquer. That's what happens. Yeah, when we divide, other people conquer. So let's stop dividing. Let's just recognize that we're all capable of thinking for ourselves, that we can each become more. Wow, right? Right, we can. And we don't need someone to tell us what to do. We are capable. Just like we knew when we were kids that we were. We played with the boys and the boys played with the girls. Sure, we tried to out-compete each other in our creations. That's right, you created a baseball team. And you had to be better than the other baseball team that got created. You had to have a talent in whatever you were doing. You had to be curious enough to figure out how that ball was coming at you. how to hold the bat. It didn't matter what you were up to. You were curious and you were all that, and you still are. Are women doubly blessed? What do I mean by that? Are women doubly blessed? You guys tend to think so. You don't even know what I'm talking about, but I probably took your mind somewhere else. We're not a unicorn. Right? We're doubly blessed. I'm not speaking about the way we're built right now. I'm talking about that we women can have a career just like a man. We can create business and work in business just like a guy. Uh-huh. That's one of my essences, to be business just like you can be business. But above and beyond that, I can support the guy that I want to be with. I can get behind his value creation. And I can feel good about that. I am so doubly blessed. I can be grateful, doubly blessed at night when I go to sleep at night. When I'm in a relationship, whoever's in the relationship with me knows that I'm behind him. And he knows that I'm walking beside him, creating something of value for myself and for us. It feels so good, hot, diggity dog. I feel sorry for anyone that doesn't try to be more. I really do feel sorry for them because they don't know what they're missing. And a lady, if she doesn't have a career, she can be an incredible mom. And she can put awesome values into her children. She can be there for them. That's something in itself. She can, and she should be recognized for that value. She can't be. It's kind of up to her. It is up to the guy to recognize the value that she is to the family. That's right. It's up to them to both recognize the value that they are to each other. Did you hear my car door? I took you out with me. I took you on a little journey with me. Yes, I just wanted you to know that that's really what it is for us women. We can be doubly blessed. Yes, we can. By putting values into something we would like to be, whether it's a housewife, whether it's a housewife-mother combination, or whether it's our own career. And we can get behind a guy that caught our eye enough for us to do the choosing. Ladies, we do the choosing. If we don't, there's probably going to be problems later on for both the male and the female, because we won't really have enough value in the guy. We won't know if he's of enough value for us to stick with him, because a guy has to have as strong a value system as we do, or we suddenly don't feel that you're enough. We got to see you being a value, creating values. And when you're doing that, it's enough for us to stay behind you in whatever you're doing. As long as you're going upward and onward, which is your essence. Then it's worth us sticking with you to see what you will do. We like to see how high you will climb that tree. That's a beautiful tree that I'm beside right now. Just how high will you jump, young man? Depends on you. And if you'll jump to something you love to do, your lady's going to be behind you because she's going to feel you. You're going to feel your own emotions too. You guys need to feel through us because your jobs don't bring you enough. You know you're bored and you don't like being bored. So if we can help you feel your emotions, then you got it going on. But you'd rather feel your own, wouldn't you, guys? You'd rather love what you do and love the one you're with. You'd rather do something for the one you're with because you got the big heart, too, you see. We've all got that going. But what blessings are bestowed upon society because women exist? There's actually a lot of them. There's a lot of blessings bestowed upon society because women exist. But without the guys, too, we wouldn't have another generation. We'd be done. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. What do you want out of life? If you've never taken time to think about what you're doing in your spare time, whether you're a lady or a guy, you should take the time to figure out what you'd really like to do in your spare time. And you might just find that you can find some happiness doing what you love to do instead of following a crowd. What about that? Bricked alleys. I love old cities, guys. I didn't have this in Wyoming. I had a lot of dust, antelope, deer, cows, horses. But there's nothing like seeing a person put their value into life besides just raising animals. We put ourselves into life, and we do have stuff. We create stuff. We're creators. We're amazing. That's completely amazing. I'm thinking that the streets and the alleys are dirty. But all it would take is women and men to come together and quit hating on labels or hating because of labels. And we would have more for our children. There would be more in life, not less. As long as we remain separated, we're going to continue to have a few people who tell us all what to do and take from every one of us. It's up to us to unite, to recognize the subtle differences between us. And look at that. I see some ladies picking up the trash. Yeah. I'm telling you, looks so pretty. They're doing such beautiful work. I want to give her the thumbs up. She gave it back to me. I love it, right? I see them, sweet little ladies, cleaning up their yard, trying to make it look neat. All three of them carved a pumpkin, probably. There were three pumpkins sitting there in their back. Now, how can you not like that? People doing more to clean up their neighborhoods just because we can. We think we're bored? Well, there's so much more we could do in life rather than allow the people to separate us by ridiculous things such as anything beyond male and female, because we're nothing beside that. It's a separation by nature. We're united by science. We're separated by politics and religion. Two of the most damaging things that have really happened to our species, because we can think and because we have a desire to have hope in the future. We have separated for reasons that we should have never ever separated from. And we've united in ways that isn't even something we can understand. We've united for poverty. United by political parties based on poverty. And the only way we'll solve poverty is if we teach the kids to think in concepts and move beyond in their life. There are so many ways women have power rather than taking power from another. There are. We can have power without taking power from anyone. How do we get power? Get it through our thinking. It's through our thinking that we are empowered. And that is, ladies and men, the two together, combined, amazing. When each one is empowered and they come together as a couple, exponential growth. No, it's not just one and one is two. It's so much greater than that. It's so much more than just a couple coming together. Their growth is exponential. They are empowered because of their individual power. Guys, you will do so much more for us, ladies, if a lady will get behind you. But guys, don't ever fib to us, because you got to keep up to whatever you've told us. You got to keep it up, man. And I mean that. If you make something up and you can't keep it up, there's a real problem. There's a major problem. If you don't make something up, but you're creating something of value in your work and in your playtime, we are all yours, guys. We are yours. We're all yours. We will support you in whatever it is you're bringing forward if you will just not make stuff up, because we can't make stuff up to the people we love that know that we ladies have to have a value in our man. We know this stuff. Everybody knows that to be with someone for a long time requires that you each be of value, or there's unhappiness, there's boredom, there's stagnation, there's no growth forward. So let me just reiterate that, ladies, we take the world in. It's the way we're built by nature. Guys, you're driven upward and onward, and you love going there, but don't make stuff up just to pretend you're going upward and onward, because you won't be going there. I promise you, you won't. You're going to be stuck with whatever if you don't bother. If you don't bother to move forward, you're going to get stuck with whatever you've made up. So, ladies, let's get behind the guys as they're moving forward, but make sure he's really moving forward and he's not all talk. Or he won't be walking the walk, and neither will you. You'll be falling off the sidewalk together instead of walking down the sidewalk holding each other's hand. I'll see you back tomorrow in the land of plenty here at Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for being with me. Have a great day. Bye.